The analysis by the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau shows that over the past few years, inflation in road construction has run two and sometimes three times as much as the rate of the Consumer Price Index. Port Washington GOP Assemblyman Mark Gottlieb chairs a committee that's studying a new approach to paying for the state's highways. He says the materials that go into roadways are a big reason for the difference.
Things like concrete, asphalt, which is a petroleum-based material, steel, which is certainly an important structural material in road and bridge construction, you know, all those costs, commodity costs in general, have skyrocketed.
The Fiscal Bureau report also found that if the state wants to keep up with its current road building plan through 2020, it would need to add an additional $316 to $700 million to the roads budget every year. And it would have to do that without the automatic increase in the gas tax, which lawmakers and the governor did away with this past session. Gottlieb says it will be a challenge, but getting rid of the gas tax index was a good move.
We had a tendency to rely much more on motor fuels tax and vehicle registration than other states do, which have a broader funding base. So, you know, I personally feel that there's really no future for continuing to rely as exclusively on gas taxes as we have.
The report also found that the state has lagged behind on its commitment to mass transit funding. Gottlieb's panel will discuss the findings when it meets later this week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.